Vincent Price with a special Halloween feature. On the morning of January the 5th, 1939, 17-year-old Maria Taraccio and her grandmother walked into the village of Carantaro.
You run on ahead, Maria. Wait for me by the bridge.
She enjoyed standing quietly on the bridge and gazing into the water. Suddenly, Maria's face twisted in agonized pain. Her mouth opened and she groaned. She tried to scream, then she slumped to the ground. Her grandmother rushed to her side.
Maria, Maria, wake up!
Maria's eyes opened, and she spoke.
Don't call me Maria, old woman. My name is Giuseppe.
The voice was deep and masculine. It was as if some alien spirit had stolen Maria's mind and possessed her body. The young girl who loved sewing and cooking was transformed into the embodiment of a hard-drinking, hard-living male.
I'm Giuseppe Veraldi. I was hit over the head with an iron pipe and thrown into the river.
Maria was interrogated by the police. She named the murderer of Giuseppe.
I demand he be arrested.
Maria did not recognize her own friends, but she could recall vividly intimate memories of the life of the dead man. Then months later, the police received this letter.
My conscience bothers me, and as I am now living out of the country without fear of extradition, I can confess to the murder of Giuseppe Veraldi.
Maria's mind was returned. She had no memory of what had happened.
I feel as though I'm awakening from a nap.
No one could deny that Maria's mind had been replaced by an alien spirit from the grave. But you have to wonder, where was Maria's mind during those long months of possession? This is Vincent Price inviting you to celebrate Halloween with us again when we bring you another tale from the world of the macabre.